President Trump is expected to announce his nominee for the open seat on the U.S. Supreme Court late tomorrow. And we want to check in with one of the groups weighing in on who should replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We've reached Marjorie Dannenfelser. She's the president of the Susan B. Anthony List, one of the most powerful anti-abortion rights groups in the country. She joins us on Skype. Welcome, Marjorie.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Marjorie, Roe versus Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that effectively legalized abortion nationwide with some restrictions. To what extent do you see the vacancy in the Supreme Court as a chance to overturn Roe versus Wade?
Well, I don't ever want to prejudge a judge. That's their job, of course. However, it is my great wish and hope that Roe versus Wade is overturned, or at least eroded to the extent that states are allowed to start passing laws that reflect the will of the people of those states.
So we have heard from the Washington Times that you've been in touch with President Trump about his search for a nominee to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Did you speak with the president?
I did, and I've worked with the White House for many months on what a list should look like if there were any additions to it. And that list is incredibly important. I'm not going to be coy. My favorite is Amy Coney Barrett, and has been since she wasn't picked last time. She is the ultimate expression of what my group does, which is advance women like Amy into political positions. In this case, it's not a political position. It's a judge. But she is the ultimate expression of that. And since the cause of our organization is to end abortion, we can't do it without her or somebody like her.
I think you just hit on a point right there that a lot of people are concerned by, and that is whether or not this will be a political position more than a judicial one. Amy Coney Barrett is said to be high on the president's shortlist. She is a judge, a little bit of background, a judge on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. She would be the sixth Catholic justice on the court. Whether or not that influences her decisions on the court is in question. How do you think her views represent the views of the country? And does that matter?
I think what matters is her fealty to the Constitution and whether she has a backbone to follow through when she's confronted with cases that test the Constitution. That is the most important thing. I think who she is as a human being is going to really come through in these hearings. And a lot of the difficulties that people are wrestling over now are going to not feel acute at all, because who she is a person who is generous with herself and her life, is expansive in her gifts to others, including two Haitian orphans that she and her husband adopted. She has a Down syndrome child. She has an incredible story about what she's decided to do with her life and how she's mentored students at Notre Dame. I think that her views are in complete sync with those in the United States who are concerned about the preservation of the Constitution and who are really hoping that we have a justice who will honor it.
Well, those things that you mentioned about her personal life are, I think many people would say, very admirable. But specifically, what does that have to do with her ability to be a justice who would, if you think it matters, represent the views of the country, especially on Roe versus Wade? Because we should say polling has shown that the majority of Americans favor upholding Roe and keeping abortion legal in the U.S., even though there's a lot of debate over what kinds of restrictions should be in place.
Well, since she's not a politician, she doesn't have to reflect the overall views of the country on individual policy matters. That's really not her job. That's the Congress's job. That's the president's job and legislature's job. Her job is to interpret the Constitution. So the only thing that matters is that she has a fealty to that. And that is her one job, is to make sure that laws align with that.
Is it true that at one point you supported a woman's right to choose?
Very much. Yes, I did.
And so does that fact, I wonder what changed your mind and whether or not the fact that you changed your view on this, and apparently President Trump, from what we know, has changed his view on abortion, make you realize what a difficult decision this is? And how does that inform your position now and the fate of Roe versus Wade?
Yeah, I feel I do completely understand the mindset of someone who really believes that they are in need of an abortion. That has helped me in my work. What changed my mind was an analysis and really looking and thinking deeply and talking to others about what is the goal of an abortion, what is done specifically, and how do you see this? Do you see this as two people or one person? If you get to the point where you're seeing this as two people's lives at stake, then you do every single thing you can to preserve the lives of both. And that's when my mind changed. I dedicated my life to preserving the lives of both.
There are many progressive groups that have been inundated with donations after the death of Justice Ginsburg. If Republicans are able to get a justice on the court right now of their choosing, does that risk setting them back in some key Senate races or in the presidential election?
No, I don't think so. Whether we like it or not, who this next nominee is and who this next judge is will be a part of what people are voting on, whether they like that person or they don't. And I think it's going to strengthen the hand of the Trump-Pence ticket, because I think any of the choices, and certainly Amy Coney Barrett, will strengthen that appeal to any voter, especially in Rust Belt states that are really where this election is going to be won or lost, like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, and those states there.
Marjorie Dannenfelser is president of the Susan B. Anthony List, which opposes abortion rights. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
It's great talking to you, Lisa.